Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB, and 6:30 and 41 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, unit production manager, key grip, best boy, choreographer, Peter Hoffman. He's on the other side of the glass along with makeup artist Matt Casey. It is with the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you right up until with a Wednesday schmooze and the SPORTS. Right up until the Yankee pregame show at 9:25, right here on your fan, New York City.
The ice on the sidewalk, the muddy slushes in the gutters. Brooklyn in the wintertime.
Brooklyn across the river. The city of friendly people, sometimes called Dodgerville.
I live in Brooklyn. I feel it in the street. People are really appreciating how we're playing and how we're improving.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Dudley comes out of the game. Dinwiddie and Graham come in. Free throw by Embiid is good. The crowd with some pleasantries for Dudley on his way out of the game. 14-0 Sixers, 6.5 to go with the first. Dinwiddie drives into traffic, lost the ball. It's loose, and Butler comes up with the Sixers ahead to Redick. Stops, back it out at Embiid. He'll walk into a three, and it's good for Joel Embiid. Timeout next. And Embiid stands at midcourt with his arms in the air, and the crowd rising on cue. 9:40 to go here in the second. Philadelphia 41 and the Nets 17.
The first bridge to span the East River from Brooklyn was the Brooklyn Bridge, completed in 1883.
What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.
Joe Harris a three. It's no good off to the right. Rebounded by Tobias Harris.
And that is another example of Joe Harris. Just isn't the guy we saw all year.
Redick wide open, right corner three, and it's good for J.J. Redick. His second three. The Sixers have their largest lead of the game. It's 29. Embiid left side goes spinning in the lane. He got it blocked by Jared Allen and controlled by the Nets. But then LeVert in transition lost the ball, and Embiid picks it up. Cross-court pass in the corner to Redick. Backs it out to Butler. Butler with a drive right of the lane. Bounce pass to the corner. Tobias Harris a three, and it's good. And the Sixers lead by 39.
If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Made in Brooklyn trademark is known in every corner of the civilized world.
After a game one victory here in Philadelphia for the Nets, the Sixers go on to take the next four games and advance to the second round, where they'll take on the Toronto Raptors, your final here in game five. The Sixers 122 and the Nets 100.
Most positive locker room I've seen after a loss like this. And, you know, everyone understands what we accomplished. So that was pretty cool.
Brooklyn, may it always grow so beautiful.
The good old Brooklyn.
You can remember the song and forget the game. You were thinking, after 14-0 and after 25-3, that maybe the Nets were going to make a run. Since this is Since this is the NBA, and the unwritten rule is in the NBA, leads are meant to be lost. And big ones, even like, oh, say 25-3 and even 41-17, will be lost. Well, could be time to rewrite the unwritten rule. After 14-0, after 25-3, after 41-17, after 60-31, after 73-34, and after 122-100, the Nets did finally make a run. Home. It got so bad for the empty Nets that in the closing moments of the game, and this was adding insult to insult, Sean Marks. He got into it again, but not with any officials. He was upset that Franklin, the Sixers' mascot, was not only in the game during garbage time, but throwing an elbow at Dudley. Apparently, after the game, Marks was seen charging into the mascot's dressing room where Franklin and Marks went at it. Franklin dropping those oversized gold boxing gloves, with Marks dropping his hit list of officials, and from what we understand, no injuries reported. Marks holding his own against the worst-looking mascot in sports history. The New York Metropolitans made an announcement today that Zach Wheeler has been invited to the 2019 Home Run Derby. You could invite him, DeGrom, and Syndergaard as well, since all three give new meaning to power pitching. Right now, you can say the Metropolitans have the best rotation in the game. And they do when it comes to hitting Wheeler. Wheeler last night, a triple-triple. 100 starts, 100 on the gun, 100 with the exit velocity. When he did this.
Pitch to Wheeler. It's this one high in the air, left center. It struck well. Quinn is back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it's gone. A home run. Zach Wheeler with an opposite field homer. And tonight, Wheeler's Babe Ruth.
Here's Wheeler, who has the biggest hit in this game, and he flies this one in deep left center. Back goes Quinn on the track, at the wall, down here! Zach Wheeler with his first major league home run!
And never mind with Gary on SNY and Howie on 880, never mind with the algebra and the trigonometry and with all the metrics and analytics with the baseball, but when you have a two-run double, when you score the third run, when you hit one out, when you throw seven innings of zeros and strike out 11, you can say, for a night anyway, it's good to be king. And tonight, there should be plenty of hitting. And saying that really has nothing to do with bat and ball making a connection. This has more to do with retaliation, which leads to bench-clearing brawls, which we all love. Two Metropolitans in this series with Philadelphia have been hit, as you know. And you know also everybody loves to throw at Hoskins. So if that's the case tonight and a Metropolitan pitcher is going to be tossed, let's hope it's Vargas. If Kevin Durant decides to move to Southern California, he'd be more of a help to the Angels than the Clippers. How could he hurt? Welcome to Disneyland and the Mickey Mouse Club. But you cannot say enough about these New York Yankees, the split squad. The Yankees lose players, they win games. And 5 to 10 years from now, Jason Shreve, Giovanni Gallegos will be the answer to a trivia question. The two guys sent to the Cardinals for a guy who has 20 homers in 55 games as a member of the New York Yankees. For a guy who has reached base in 34 consecutive games and has and will keep Bird on the IL for the rest of his days as a New York Yankee. And then we saw last night the recycled Gardner, a home run shy of the cycle. And we saw Herman go into the seventh inning and twice in four outings, allowing only the unearned run, Mr. Herman. And oh yeah, there was something else we saw. And we saw this.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on and drilled to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. There's the first major league home run from Mike Ford. And for the Yankees, there's a Ford in your future. Mike, is Ford tough? He hits a two-run home run, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
That's the first time I heard that one. And not bad. Well, listen, the Yankees, of course, my line is going to pale in comparison, as most of my lines generally do to begin with. But the Yankees, the Rolls Royce of baseball teams, driving straight ahead with a Ford. Okay, here's the good news. C.C. Sabathia, the man, the leader, the veteran, and arguably on his way to the Hall of Fame, C.C. Sabathia goes tonight. He's got a win on the season. He's got the ERA with a zero and then the decimal point and two more zeros. But here's the bad news. This is not good news at all. The Yankees won last night. No, you understand what I'm talking about in relation to C.C. Sabathia. The Yankees, they won last night. And this is not good news for tonight's game at Disneyland. C.C., and this is why, and I think you know already, C.C. is 15-1 in 27 regular season starts following a loss. Here's what we want to know. If he gets those six Ks against the Halos tonight, does it count? We are told it does. So a milestone by looking in tonight and possibly staying up late, although you'll probably see those six Ks after the first two innings, Mike Trout included, who, and by the way, the greatest player in the history of the game, has not been looking good. Did we see him dive for a ball last night and went off the glove? Whoops! The greatest player in the game, the best center fielder ever since Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle. Off the glove last night. He hasn't been hitting either. We are told, by the way, from Major League Baseball that, yes, if he gets those six strikeouts tonight and reaches 3,000, and only three left-handers, by the way, have ever reached with the 3,000 strikeouts, it will count, even though it is against the Halos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.